and taught at conference. I, of course, didn't know what to say. I think they taught me a little song, a little piece. I don't know if I can remember. I think it was this. A little boy went out in a barn and lay down on some hay. An owl came out and flew about, and the little boy ran away. And then I sat down. But before I got to my seat, Brother Mazur was sitting on there, and as I went back, he got up, he put his hand on my shoulder, and of course, I don't know how old, I think I was about 8 years old, and he said, "Just a minute, I want to tell this audience that this boy will sometime be a very great man." Well, I didn't think too much of that. I wasn't too confident. What I thought about is men, as you read about, the great warriors and so forth. I think that I didn't appreciate that compliment. I'm sure he meant it as a compliment. And that went through my mind for a long time until I was in the made president of the deacon's corps, my first office in the church. And, well, I felt very proud of that, and the bishop came in just after I'd been put in, and he said, "Now, Brother Fletcher, I think that you should speak to the choral." Mind you, I was about 8 years old. We called on to speak extemporaneously, something. And I didn't know what to say. I stood up there on one leg and then the other, and blinked my eyes, and they didn't know whether I was going to speak at all. I finally put on, "I'd rather be good than great. Amen." That's the first speech I made. Wasn't such a bad speech after all, if I think about it.
Somebody said you had something to do with the why that's on the mountain. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I brought that book home along with me, and I'm going to read it because there's been a lot of disagreement on what happened. But maybe I can remember enough of it. I guess you all know there's a why out there. And you knew someone put it up there the first time. And they wouldn't be able to put it up there unless it had been surveyed, marked out, so they could put something on it. And they've been doing something with it ever since. But that first time was... Professor Partridge was teaching a class in, how to draw sketches for certain apparatus and so forth, using a slide rule, various shaped articles to help draw.
Would that have been a drafting class?
A what?
Drafting?
Well, I guess you call it drafting. I didn't know what it was. But two Jacob's boys, brothers, and I went up with the professor, Partridge, with the idea of marking out a place on the mountain to represent the BYU. Well, that was very interesting. And when we got up there and set the transit in the ground, we looked down at the first building on the lower count, on the lower campus. And may I, if I might pause in to tell you that I think was the first man on the BYU campus. You may accept the fellows that were Masons, because my aunt lived across the road from that first building that was built on the lower campus, and I was there when I was 7 or 8 years old with my bare feet, and I saw doing something over there, and I looked over there, they had a foundation in, and they had cement all across the top of it. I thought that would be a good place to go run. And I went over there with my bare feet, and round there I went. Now, if there's anyone here who can beat that time, I'd like to stand up. So I've been with the BYU for quite a while. And I think that's enough on that.
So you had something to do then with the surveying and of the first Y on the mountain. How come you didn't put a BYA for BY Academy?
We did put a BYA.
I don't see it up there now.
Well, I was up there, I guess I'll say the last time I was up there, but that was about 15 years ago. The pegs are still in there for the B and the U. The Y, when they got up there, and I could tell you the story of the difficulty on the first time they went up there. Well, I didn't know if you wanted to take a little time.
Well,
but that's been the, what?
Okay, we just saw that you did it. Let's go on. Jens Johnson said you knew Thomas Edison. Do you want to tell us your encounter with him?
I want to say more about that wire there. We put B and Y and U, pegs, after we surveyed it. We put pegs in to tell just where you was put the mark. When they went up the first time, and some of you that have been up there, most of you have, you've never had quite the strenuous time they had the first time. There were seven people that, seven of the boys that fainted away. They had to be carried down the mountain, down, they'd fainted, and they didn't get their senses till they got put at the bottom. Now, I think there were seven of them, and the rest of them were so, they thought when they went up there that they'd get it done in about a couple of hours, but I think it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon when they came down to, and the girls below had a dinner that had been a long, long time. Well, that question has been answered several times. Everybody, nearly everybody thinks they have something to do with pulling that wire up there. And that's the reason I've gone so much in detail. They were Professor Partridge and three people that were in his class went up there and marked it off.